We're talking about a new study on housing access in the La Crosse area. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The study found housing needs are disproportionately affecting residents of color, and the study found Black residents are more likely to be denied a home loan. We're looking at the takeaways with your questions, your reactions at 800-642-1234. What is your experience finding housing, especially around La Crosse? What about low-cost housing and rentals? Are there options available to you? Is the housing stock high quality or is it subpar? We're at 800-642-1234. Caroline Gregerson is the Community Development Administrator for the City of La Crosse, and she joins us from our studios in La Crosse this morning. Caroline, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you, Kate.
Well, the study was required by HUD, the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, since La Crosse gets community development block grants. What are these block grants? What do they do, and how do they relate to affordable housing?
Well, the city has received a community development block grant for about 45 years, actually, and it comes from the Department of Housing and Urban Development, and it's a flexible source of federal revenue for states and cities like La Crosse to develop community development solutions and especially improve the quality of life for low and moderate income households. And so part of that commitment as a result of receiving those funds is that we look at ways to affirmatively further fair housing. And in La Crosse, we find that a large percentage of those funds are spent on devising housing solutions to meet the needs of our residents. So this study plays perfectly into informing how we expend those funds.
And explain how some concrete things that this HUD money has done, this block grant money has done for the La Crosse area.
Well, we have a long-standing partnership with our local technical college here in La Crosse, and we've been building affordable single-family housing across the city by partnering with our local technical college. So they actually build the house, and the city supports in renting that lot, tearing down an older home. And also as a result of that study, we've also started looking at how we can incentivize affordable rental housing in La Crosse. And that's kind of a new initiative. We've started that for about 5 years, and we provide loans to see affordable multifamily housing get built in La Crosse as well.
How much of a guide do you use the study to make decisions on how to improve and change housing stock in your area?
Well, quite a bit, because number one, actually, it's a requirement of HUD that we look at this study every time we do our annual plan for the year. And then at the end of the year, we're also required to report on how we're doing in terms of carrying on the recommendations in the study. But for me personally, you know, I'm just busy with my day jobs trying to get projects out the door. So this is kind of the one time that we can really take a look at the research, be really thoughtful and look at what the data is telling us. So we're not just doing projects because, you know, they feel good, but there's some data behind them.
Caroline, what are the biggest issues facing the La Crosse area right now when it comes to housing and housing equity in particular?
Well, the number one issue that came out in this study is housing affordability, and you mentioned that earlier. So while in La Crosse, you know, our housing prices probably are considered modest and compared to national averages, these costs are still unavailable to some of our low-wage workers and our seniors and maybe single moms. So I'll just give you an example of what the study showed, that to afford a two-bedroom in La Crosse at $793 a month, you need to make at least $15 an hour. Well, we can think of a lot of jobs that aren't paying $15 an hour. To afford a three-bedroom, let's say you're a mom with children or a mom and dad with children, you need to be making at least $21 an hour to afford a three-bedroom. And there's certainly, you know, many, many jobs that pay under $21 an hour. But in particular, when it gets to the equity aspect of this, we found that 76% of Black households are paying more than 30% of their income in rent, sometimes even 50% of their income in rent. So whereas white households, more than a third had some sort of housing issue, either paying more than 30% of their income or rent or in overcrowding, again, that was 76% of Black households. So a big difference there in terms of housing affordability being a larger need for our Black households in La Crosse.
And that that rent check each month or that mortgage payment, that shouldn't be more than perhaps like a quarter of your budget. Is that right?
Ideally, but the standard we're looking at is actually more than 30%
higher when
you were considered not to have affordable housing. But like I said, 20% of our citizens in La Crosse are paying more than 50% of their income in rent. So, and one of the things is, you know, we are a college town. So there's a large demand for rental housing from college students in our area. And then the housing recession maybe meant that a lot of people suddenly didn't own their home. They're now in the rental market and they're competing with the college students. And there's a very high demand for rental in La Crosse.
We're talking about a fair housing study with Caroline Gregerson as our guide. She is La Crosse's community development administrator. You can join in this conversation at 800-642-1234. What do you think should be done to address racial disparities in housing? Are you a person of color living in La Crosse? What's your experience with the housing market? You can call in, email ideas at WPR.org. Caroline, the study looked at the city of La Crosse, La Crosse County and Monroe County. Was the analysis similar among these places or in terms of what you found in housing equity?
Well, that's interesting. So first of all, Kate, I'll just note that this is actually the first time we made this study regional. Last time when we did it in 2011, HUD only requires that we look at the city of La Crosse. But this time when we did it, we thought, you know, housing is really a regional issue. What happens in La Crosse affects what is going on in Onalaska. So we decided to make it regional, which was very interesting. And so Monroe County covers Toma and Sparta, and that is a much different area. It's a little more rural. And so what we found over there is perhaps their Hispanic population is actually the fastest growing population and has a lot of needs over there. Whereas in the city of La Crosse, you know, the population with the most needs and the fastest growing population was our African American population. So, yeah, just a little differences. So we definitely had different information coming out. And we also kind of took a countywide perspective as well. That actually drew out some issues in terms of unaffordable housing for people who own housing, which was interesting as well.
We're talking about a housing study in the La Crosse area that crunched federal census data and also used resident surveys, hundreds of surveys and interviews to get a read on housing access in the city of La Crosse County, and Monroe County, the whole region. We're going through it with Caroline Gregerson. She's the Community Development Administrator for the city of La Crosse. Getting your questions, your reactions, experiences, they're welcome at 800-642-1234. What do you think should be done to address racial disparities and access to safe, quality, affordable housing? Are you a person of color living in La Crosse? What's your experience like in finding a home? Call in. You can also tweet us at WPR Mornings. We'll get back to this in just a moment here on the Ideas Network. We're talking about a new housing study and disparities among La Crosse area residents. It's The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The report is required by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, and it's meant to gauge areas for improvement in city housing. As part of the report, a poll of 900 residents of La Crosse and Monroe County revealed that no African Americans in that sample size was a homeowner. What do you think should be done to address racial disparities in securing affordable housing? Have you lived in other parts of the state and in the La Crosse area? How does La Crosse compare? Join in at 800-642-1234. La Crosse's Community Development Administrator Caroline Gregerson stays with us for this conversation. Let's go to the phones now with Kathy joining us from Milwaukee. Hi, Kathy.
Hello. So my question is in regards to the statement that you guys are a college town. How does the college rentals work into your figures? Does that skew some of your results?
Kathy, thanks. What about those college rentals, Caroline?
That's a good question, Kathy. There are ways through the HUD surveys that they are actually, when they're looking at affordability, and we're talking about those figures of, you know, more than a third of La Crosse households are experiencing unaffordable housing. That does not include college rentals in those figures because they're able to do some things with the data to make sure they're looking at households through the census data. But in terms of, you know, looking at average rents and, you know, those rental prices, that certainly does include college rentals.
Because that will drive up the costs, I mean,
yes,
because
definitely.
Of that demand.
Mm-hmm.
What did the study find on racial disparities in home loans and home ownership?
Well, Kate, that was, for me, the most surprising aspect of the study. It showed that even accounting for income, we saw that black households were more than twice as likely than white households to be denied a home loan. And so, first of all, for the city of La Crosse, again, that census data, they don't survey every household. It registered that there was 0% black households. So we know that's not quite true. When they look at the county, it's about 12% of black households are homeowners. But again, in the city, there were so few black households owning a home, it registered at 0%. But then secondly, the survey actually looked at over 10,000 records of loan applications. And again, like I said, they found that more than double, you know, you're twice, if you're a black household going into the bank, you were twice as likely to experience a loan denial. And again, that is accounting for income. Now, what does that mean? Well, what we're looking at is we need to dig down a little bit into those numbers. First of all, you know, the sample size was fairly small, only 43 home loans to black households where they applied were what we were able to analyze. So we kind of want to get together with the banks, dig into those numbers, and figure out what kind of solutions we can do to address that issue.
Yeah, because this now goes into a whole nother area, the financial sector. I mean,
mm-hmm.
This isn't exactly something that you can fix with housing stock. It really has to do with the banks now getting involved.
Yes. So as part of the study, we did do focus groups with bankers and lenders because they definitely have to be part of the conversation. But I'll be honest, that is not a program we've ever done. It would be a new area. And I definitely think it would be, you know, bringing the banks together and coming up with a solution together as to kind of what do those numbers mean or what kind of programs could we do together to encourage more black households to feel comfortable applying for a loan. And then once they're there, how can we help them get through the process? We talked to one homeowner who just described really how intimidating the process was. They might not have as many people in their network that have been through the process that kind of can coach them through. I know when I just bought a house, you know, it was my first time, and It was a lot of work, I had family and others helping me through the process.
You had support systems there.
Yeah. But why is this important? Well, we see home ownership as a wealth-building tool and a neighborhood stabilization tool. So it's definitely something that's important to the city. Out of this report, digging into how we can address the racial disparities in home ownership is something we're digging into. And in fact, Kate, just in general, across every racial and ethnic group, we just in general saw that they had a higher denial rate, again, accounting for income than white households in La Crosse.
So segregation in La Crosse and the region has been decreasing in the past several decades, but it's still an issue. What does racial segregation look like in this part of the state when you look at the neighborhood makeup, and how does that play into housing inequality?
Well, it's, nationally, it has been a part of our nation's history for a long time. For example, we know back in after World War II, the Federal Housing Administration actually refused to provide mortgage insurance on homes located in communities with high populations of color. And so that practice led to a lot of the neighborhood segregation that we see today. But in La Crosse in particular, it's interesting because, our history of racial segregation, actually in the late 1800s, when there was a lumber boom, we actually had 1 to 2% of our population that was black. And then after the lumber crash, that population of black households went down to less than 1%, actually 0.002%. And that number never really came back until the mid-1900s. And so some historians in La Crosse have pointed to perhaps it was discrimination back in the early 1900s that might have been a part of the fact that, we didn't have a significant population. But now, our minority population in La Crosse is growing rapidly. It's one of the fastest growing populations. And the good news out of the survey is it didn't register significant segregated neighborhoods in La Crosse. And that in part is probably because still our population is 90% white. But where there was some neighborhood and racial segregation, we did see it between our black and white population in La Crosse. And then, just conducting our focus groups and our listening sessions, certainly we heard a lot of stories of minority households just not feeling welcome or experiencing some housing discrimination that they didn't know how to report.
Talking with Caroline Gregerson, she's Community Development Administrator for the City of La Crosse, as we look at the results of a Fair Access housing study that is required by HUD. We have an email here from Paul from Eau Claire, who's wondering what housing models from other states would make sense here. Caroline, have you looked outside of Wisconsin to see what could work here in terms of fair housing models that you could draw on from elsewhere?
Yeah, we've definitely looked at other cities. One is our neighbor in Minneapolis. They do have what's called a housing trust fund, and it's basically includes those federal housing HUD dollars brought together with some city dollars to provide capital funding to create affordable housing. So we've started our little La Crosse pool of funding that's much less than what Minneapolis has. And we found a lot of success with that because, a lot of when you're charging lower rents than what it costs to build, there's going to be a subsidy involved. But the other models that we've looked at, in particular and to address a lot of our homeless issues in La Crosse, is we've looked at how can we just partner better with landlords. So we've taken some models actually from Seattle, who has actually developed partnerships with landlords to say, how can we address some of our homeless issues? You, landlord, would you be willing to relax some of your standards to help house someone that's formerly homeless, and we, as the different provider agencies, are going to guarantee that you get a rent check and you get some case management services and support services along with that. So for me, you know, I think continuing to build a capital fund and maybe working with our suburban areas on this would be what some next steps will take, but also looking at what is in the existing housing stock and how can we work better with landlords to open up the housing that they do have. And I know we're running out of time here, but just quick one example. You know, I did hear some stories of people that were families trying to rent in La Crosse.
Yeah.
And because they were in a family unit, they were kind of denied housing based on being in a family. So they might need that larger four-bedroom unit in La Crosse, but the landlords would be like, well, it's, you know, this is a college neighborhood. We're not sure that, you know, your family's going to want to be here, you know. Mm. So, you know,
lots of issues. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Caroline, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Caroline Gregerson is Community Development Administrator for the City of La Crosse, and she joined us from our studios in La Crosse as we've been talking about a fair housing study that found housing needs are disproportionately affecting residents of color in the La Crosse area. Coming up, Governor Evers made his first appointments to the UW Board of Regents this week, and we'll take a look at the region situation after this news update. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network.